Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And as always, I'm delighted to be able to come to you to bring you power in the Word. And you know that there is power in the Word of God. God is good and worthy to be praised. I'm excited. It is Friday. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday. I pray that you're being blessed today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you. I pray that you are seeking his face to see what it is that he has for you to do in this particular season of your life. What is it that God has spoken to you? Are you obeying God? Are you doing what the Lord has told you to do? That is the question that I want to present to you today. I want to ask you if you're on target with what God has put in your hands. Are you utilizing the gifts that he has put on the inside of you to make a positive difference in the world? You know, there's a speaker that I admire. He's a Christian motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar out of Plano, Texas, and I had the privilege of meeting Zig Ziglar back in 2002, I believe it was. I had lunch with him and his wife, the redhead, and we had a fabulous time. But Zig Ziglar often says that you can have anything in life that you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. And I believe that that statement exemplifies the life that I live today. My husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, said to me on yesterday, he said, "Baby, you know, it's amazing. I thought back over my life and where the Lord has brought me from. And then I looked at my life today and I realized that I spend a lot of time helping other people with no real thought for myself and my own needs." And that's a phenomenal testimony. He said, I said, "Well, Lord, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm right on board with what you want to do in me and through me." And that has to be our confession. We don't always know what God is doing. We don't always know how God is working behind the scenes in our lives. But we do know, and what you should know, what I want to ensure that you know today on this Friday in March, what I want to be sure that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt is that God is working behind the scenes in your life. He's not leaving you out there on your own. The Lord has said in his word that he is always with you. He said, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." So we have to have a certainty in our spirits, in our minds, in our hearts. We have to have a certainty that God is indeed with us. And when you have that type of certainty that God is with you, that he's not going to leave you out there, that he's always with you, even through the storm, even through the fire, even through the good times, amen, because we often want to say that we're going through and there's always a bad experience or a trying experience. But don't you know that all of your experiences should not be challenging? They should not always be hard. You should not always be going through the fire and through the storm. There should definitely be more high points in your life than there are low points. But God is always with us. No matter what you're going through, God is always with you. Amen and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. I magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. I thank you, Lord, for this Power in the Word segment. I thank you for the fact that you have allowed me to come and minister to the people who will tune in live and those who will listen via the archives. Father, I ask that your will be done. Let your will be done, Lord. Let me speak the words that someone needs to hear on today. Father God, let the words that I speak in the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord. Purify me, cleanse me, Father God. Search my heart and take out any unclean thing, take out any impure thing. And Lord, even with my listeners, Father God, begin and continue to do a work in their lives. Father God, only you know the plans that you have for them. And you said that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the mind of man, the things that you have planned for us, but you said it has been revealed by your spirit. So we seek your spirit on today, Lord. We seek your face. We seek to know you, Father God. We seek to know your will for our lives, Father God. We repent, Father God, for all the things that we have done that have not lined up with your word and with your will, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for even the wrong turns that we have made. We thank you for the path that we have traveled that may not have led to your will and to your way. It may even have led us away from you, God. And we ask, Father God, that you put our feet on solid ground, that you direct the way that we go, Father God, that you direct our path and order our steps with your word, Father God. Don't let us go astray, Father God, but let us, Father God, always walk with you like Enoch and talk with you like David and be after your heart, Father God, and not your hand. So, Father, I ask that you bless this segment of Power in the Word. Let your will be done. Bless all of my friends out there in internet land, Father God, whether they're in Africa or India, whether they're in North Carolina or Florida, whether they are right here in New Jersey, wherever, Father God, the people are tuning in to hear about Power in the Word, I ask that you bless them in a mighty way and let them be aware of your presence in their lives. So I thank you, Father God, and I praise you. We magnify your name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. You know, I love the Lord, and I love to pray because, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Every time I pray, I get into the presence of the Lord in such a mighty way, and God just comes, and he comes and lets me know that he's with me, and that's the greatest reassurance that I can have. That is the greatest reassurance that I can have, that God is with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm to the point now where without God and without lifting up his name and without praising him, I don't even know how to be. I don't even know how to be. I looked up yesterday. I was in a meeting. I was in a Toastmasters meeting. I am a member of Toastmasters International, and we are excess Toastmasters here in Essex County in Verona, New Jersey. Here is where the Lord sent us before we began to speak publicly, before we began to preach. The Lord sent us to this great organization. And here the people have embraced us as leaders. Amen and praise God. And I was in this meeting last night. I gave some information on my book signing. I'm having a book signing on tomorrow, March the 24th, in Hillside, New Jersey, at Crossroads of Life Bookstore. Crossroads of Life Bookstore, where Pastor Williams and his beautiful wife, First Lady Williams, are the proprietors. I am signing copies of Nobody's Business, Daddy Love, and The Cry of a Woman's Heart on tomorrow between the hours of 12 o'clock and 2 o'clock p.m. at 1:15. I will be speaking, so if you are in the New Jersey area, come out and meet me, come out and support this ministry, come out and buy some copies of my books, amen, and praise God. But I gave out some flyers at the meeting last night, and I tell you, the Lord has done such a work in my life, and I'm just so overwhelmed by everything good that is going on in my life that when I gave out these flyers, people started oohing and eyeing. I could tell that people were impressed, and that bothered me. It bothered me to the point where I began to shrink, because God forbid if I should exalt myself or if I should take on a spirit of pride. I began to shrink down in my spirit because something in me did not want the accolades. Something in me did not want to be the center of attention. And I prayed about it. I actually had to do a presentation. I had to evaluate a speech, because here at this organization, you make a speech, and then you have an evaluator who will tell you how you did, who will give you constructive advice, constructive feedback about the speech. So this is what I was going to do. But as it was my time to take the podium, to go up to the lectern, to begin to give my feedback, my heart began to race. And I know that it wasn't fear, because I'm not afraid. The Lord has not given me a spirit of fear, but there was an excitement in my spirit. There was a nervousness, not like I'm nervous and I'm scared, but a nervousness because of everything that God is doing in my life. It was in my spirit so strongly that when I began to speak, my own voice, the sound of my own voice, alarmed me. It was like, who am I? Who is this woman standing here? I had one of those epiphanies, one of those moments in life where I received a revelation from the Lord. Help me right now, Jesus. Help me right now, Jesus. But I received a revelation from the Lord that I had undergone a change, that the woman standing there at that lectern was not the same woman who had stood there 2 weeks prior in a previous meeting. I realized that God had effected a change in my life, and I was not even aware of the fact that the change had been effected. Amen. Hallelujah. What I'm saying to you is when you seek the Lord's face and when you're doing what God has for you to do, when you're in the center of His will, when you're on purpose, filled with power, filled with passion, when you're doing that thing that you have been born to do, then there is a transformation that occurs. And most of the time, you are so involved in doing what you're doing that you never even notice that the transformation has occurred until it is done. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And that is what has happened to me, where I look in the mirror and I'm not the same person that I was 2 weeks ago. And I know that God changed me from the time that I got saved until the time that I began writing books, until the time that I began preaching the gospel, and from the time that I began preaching the gospel until now, I know that God has been changing me, but I did not realize the power that comes with that transformation. My God, my God. If you allow the Lord to be God in your life, if you allow God to do what He wants to do in your life, you will look up one day like I looked up on yesterday, and you will realize how awesome God is, and it will make you tremble. That is what I believe the Bible talks about when the scripture talks about having a fear of the Lord, having a reverential fear of the Lord. I am so in awe of God and what God has done in my life. I am so in awe of Him and what He is doing in my life. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you another story, something else that happened to me on yesterday, but I want you to call in. So before I go into this next scenario about what God did in my life on yesterday, I'm going to give you the number. For those of you who are listening via internet and you have the screen in front of you, the number is right there in front of you. And for some of you who may not be in front of a computer screen, but somehow you're listening to this, the number is 646-652-4832. I want you to call me, and if you have anything to say, I'm going to talk with you about that before we go off the air. We have 17 more minutes, but I'm talking about how God has changed my life. I want to tell you another story, but before I do that, I want to read some scripture. Amen. And praise God. Psalm 34, and this is my heart today. Amen. And praise God. Psalm 34 reads, starting with verse 1, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Blessed is the man or the woman who takes refuge in the Lord. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I cried out to the Lord. I cried to the Lord. I cried out to him, and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears and all of my troubles. And that's the kind of God that we serve, that he is there. And he says, we are radiant. We are radiant. And I tell you, I look at this scripture, and I think about my life, and I'm not trying to make sense. I'm not trying to be eloquent today. I'm just extolling the Lord. I'm glorifying the name of the Lord today because of what he has done in my life. Let me tell you this story about my father. Hallelujah. The Lord delivered me from so very much as a young girl. Many of you know that. If you've been listening, you know that I was molested as a young girl. Many of you know that my parents had problems in their marriage. You know that I was abandoned by my father. He left and didn't look back for many years. As a matter of fact, I was an adult woman before my father came back into my life. And as a result of everything that happened in my childhood, I went down the wrong path and tried to find a way to heal myself. Amen. I tried to find a way to heal myself with drugs and alcohol and being in the wrong relationships and just looking for love in all of the wrong places and looking for solutions and answers in all of the wrong faces. Amen. I was just looking for people to validate me and looking for men to confirm me and just really wanting to be a people pleaser, just wanting somebody to be pleased with me so that I could feel like I was somebody. And I tell you, none of it worked. I was killing myself. My looks were gone, and I just lost any sense of significance that I had left because of the lifestyle that I had turned to. And one day somebody preached the gospel to me, and they preached it right. They preached the love of God and the fact that God loved me and that he would forgive me of all of this crazy stuff that I did before I knew him, while I was out there looking for my love and looking for solutions. God would forgive me of all of that if I would just turn to him. And if I would taste and see that he is good, that God would change my life and that he would make me radiant. And I tell you, hallelujah, God has done that in my life. He has done that in my life. So I was angry at my father for many years. Even after I got saved, I had to be delivered. The Lord had me forgive my father. That was one of the first things that he had me to do, was forgive my father. And I'm saying to you right now, if you have some anger in your heart from someone who has hurt you a long time ago, you must forgive them. Because if you hold on to that unforgiveness, you are holding yourself hostage to your anger. You must let go and let God. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. God will deal with them. You're not letting them off of the hook. God will take care of you, and he will deal with those who have dealt treacherously with you. God will take care of those who have hurt you. So forgive the people who have hurt you, because if the truth were to be known, is your anger is leading you to pick up that bottle. Your anger is leading you into the wrong relationships because you are hurt, so hurt that you are mad, so hurt that you are angry. You are going down the wrong path, and God says, come back, come back, come back, come back. The devil has a hold on you because of your anger, because that anger is not of God. God wants to purge you from anger. So forgive the people who have hurt you. So God required that I forgive my father. And the first reaction that I had was, he does not deserve to be forgiven. The people who have hurt me in my past gave me such intense pain that none of them deserve to be forgiven. But God called me to forgive. And guess what? I obeyed God. And because of my obedience to God, because of the plan that he already had for my life that was tied into my obedience, God released the blessings on my life. And he has told me to do things over and over and over again throughout the years that just didn't make sense to me. When he told us to leave our church where we were rooted and grounded in the ministry, and he called us out and told us to start a church from the ground up, grassroots ministry. It didn't make sense, but we knew that we wanted to obey God. And that's another word for you right now. Whatever God is telling you to do, go ahead and obey God. It may not make sense, but our God is not a man that his plans have to make sense to us. The Bible tells us that God's plans are higher than your plans, and his ways are higher than your ways. So no matter what it may seem like, if it's not contrary to the word of God and you have a prompting in your spirit to do something, then just go ahead and do it. Chances are it is God. Amen and praise God. But I was called to forgive. And as I forgave, God began to give me more and more responsibility in the area of the relationship with my father. See, I didn't need that relationship anymore because God was supplying all of my needs. Hallelujah. The Lord was supplying all of my needs, and God will supply all of your needs, but you don't need a human being to give you what you need. God will be that pair of arms that holds you in the middle of the night. God will be the voice that whispers, I love you, in your ear. God will be your mother and your father if you just allow him to. Taste and see, the psalm says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And God began to do this for me. And then he dealt with my anger and told me to be slow to speak, slow to anger, and quick to listen. This is a word for you. It's not just a testimony. You must obey the word of God. And he said, call your father on Christmas and call him on his birthday. Send him some tapes from the ministry. And I began to do these things, not realizing that God was doing a work in me. He said, write the books and do the publishing. Start the network on Rise where you minister to women. Begin to just reach out. Do the radio, the internet radio shows, not for money, not for fame, but because you love me so much and you love my people so much that this is something that you want to do from your heart. That's why I'm here. I'm not getting paid to do this, and I'm not looking to get paid. I don't ask for money. That's another show. You don't need to pay for the blessings of the Lord. If someone is saying, send in this check to seal this word to your life, then go ahead and receive the word of God. Amen. And don't let any resentment grow in your heart towards that brother or that sister. Pray for them and release them to God. But keep your check in your pocket, amen, because you don't have to pay. You can't pay God for his blessing, amen. All that you have to do is obey God, and I obey God in the area of my father. And yesterday, the Lord allowed me to have a conversation with my father that I was not looking for, I was not anticipating or expecting, and I was not desiring, because my desire was not to be in relationship with this man. But I talked to my father. I talked to my father, and we had a conversation where the Lord revealed to me that my father is a very wise, blessed man, and that his mother was a very wise, blessed woman. His mother was a preacher. My grandmother was a preacher. She went home to be with the Lord 2 years ago, but she was a preacher on fire for the Lord, and she just preached to anybody who would listen. Sounds a lot like me, right? Amen. Praise God. But this woman loved the Lord, and the Lord loved her, and she was blessed, radiant. Everybody looked upon her and saw the glory of the Lord resting on her life. And as a result, when I hung up that phone, I talked to my father for at least 20 minutes, and I have not talked to him for that length of time in ever in my life. And I just felt, when I hung up the phone, I felt blessed. I said, my God, if I had stayed out there on the path that I was on, then my father would never be able to look upon my life and glorify the Lord. My father was blessed by our conversation. He was really blessed by the conversation that we had. And I think he was more blessed by the fact that he knew that I harbored no grudges against him. I released him by releasing my anger and giving it to God and letting God deal with him. My father's a born-again Christian, and all of his sins have gone into the sea of forgetfulness. And he knows that I tell his story, and he says, you go on, Sister Simmons, and do what the Lord has told you to do. Amen. And praise God. So why did I tell you this story? It comes back to me being standing up there at that Toastmasters meeting yesterday, looking out over these people of all cultures, black, white, oriental, Muslim, Jew, Christian, and non-Christian, and looking out over these people, looking at me, waiting for me to say something that would make an impact on their lives. I wasn't there to preach. I was there to evaluate a speech. But these people somehow knew that when I opened my mouth, that it would be something coming out that they would need to hear. And that comes from the Bible telling us to let our conversation always be seasoned with salt, full of grace. Watch what you say out of your mouth. People are watching you, and when they look at you, they should see the glory of the Lord all over you. But just seeing their faces made me, again, gave me an awesomeness, a feeling of awe in my spirit, a feeling of nervousness, because I knew that I did not stand there alone, but I knew that God was standing with me. And afterwards, my husband asked me, what happened, baby? I know that you were not nervous. You're a pro. You talk all of the time. And I had to explain to him, just like I explained to you just now, what was going on with me, that the Lord had transformed me. And I took my position there at that lectern and looked up and realized that God was all over me, that the glory of the Lord was all over my life, hallelujah, that God had exalted me as I humbled myself, amen. And even with this new book coming out, Pump Up the Power, I have a spirit of anticipation and expectation. It's a trembling in my spirit because I fear God, and I just want to be ready, and I want to be able to receive everything that God has for me. God is getting ready to make a significant impact on this world through my life and your life. God is ready to show himself real in the lives of his sons and daughters. Amen. And you may be going through what I'm going through. You may realize that you are being transformed right before your very eyes. It's one thing for other people to look on your life and see that you've been transformed, but it's a totally different story when other people look on your life and then you look on your own life and say, my God, I have changed. I don't even know myself anymore. And I don't know if you look in the mirror and see what you used to see or if you see what God sees. Finally, I'm at a point where I can look at my life and I can look at myself and I can see what God sees. I see that I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Can you see it? You're wonderfully and fearfully made. God says he's going to make your name great. You have the promise of Abraham over your life. And get ready, get ready, get ready, because this is the year that God is getting ready to reveal his glory on the lives of his sons and daughters, those who are walking in obedience to his word. Amen. I pray that you're getting this. I pray that you catch what God is trying to say today. Through my life, God normally, before I can preach anything, before I can minister anything, God lets me experience it. And what I just said to you on today is that I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good and that I am radiant as a result of the relationship that I have with God, and that God is moving over my life and I'm experiencing his glory. And not only am I experiencing his glory, but I am glorified in the name of Jesus. And the word glorified means to be rendered excellent. God has rendered me excellent. And the only thing that kind of like I have to get to grips with, and I'm getting there, amen, in the name of Jesus, is, God, can I handle it? Can I handle it? And I hear God saying, oh, yes, my daughter, you're ready. You can handle it. And as long as you depend on me, and I want to say, walk in it. Walk in the glory of the Lord. As I go off the air, remember that God's going to do what he told you he would do. Look in the mirror and don't see yourself through physical eyes, but see yourself through the spiritual eyes of God. See who God has really created you to be. Chances are you've been transformed right before your very eyes, and you may just have missed what God has done. Take a look, take a good look, and see what God has done. Taste and see that God is good, amen, and worthy to be praised. That's it for today's program. Have a great weekend. Come out and see me tomorrow at Crossroads of Life Bookstore, 1567 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Remember, God is a transforming God, and he's changing your life right now as you listen in the name of Jesus. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my brother, remember my sister, that we overcome him by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. We overcome the evil one by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And by the obedience to God, remember that God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Until next time, peace.